Is that good? Okay, yeah, hi, it is really dark. And that's good. My heart's been pounding since like the beginning, so I'm glad I'm getting this out of the way. So I pitched to the Risk podcast that was here a couple weeks ago to tell a story, and I didn't get chosen. But that's okay. I went. It was a great time. So I heard about the Stoop while I was there and heard the theme is freaky families. I was like, yes, I have freaky family stories. I grew up Mormon in Utah with six siblings, left the church, moved to Africa, and I study HIV. So, like, I have stories. Like, I have told so many stories about my freaky family to therapists over the years, you know.
We're all therapists.
Right? This is great therapy. So I was like, okay, what story could I tell? You know, there's my mom has depression and anxiety, and that really affected my growing up, of course. And, you know, siblings running around kind of unsupervised. And, you know, what could I tell? What could I tell? What could I tell? So I'm asking my husband, I'm asking my sister, what do I tell? What do I tell? And my husband's like, you can tell about, you know, your mom's crazy obsession with food storage and how she went wild with Y2K. And I sent my son out there to stay with grandma for a week a couple summers ago. And he texted me at night. He goes, Mom, this bed isn't a bed. It's boxes of food storage stacked up with a mattress on top. So I was like, okay. But what's the upshot there? What's the upshot? Like, what's this, you know, what's the story there? It's funny, but like, where's the story? Then I realized I'm the freaky family for my son. Okay. So, like I said, I live in Africa. I live in Tanzania, here for a few weeks, do HIV research with sex workers. Okay. So I try to do HIV prevention and treatment stuff with sex workers. So it's been a part of my son's life. He's 15 now, but I've been studying that since he was one, and so it's sort of like a part of daily conversation. Like, I've had to apologize to him for talking about STDs over dinner a little bit too much. When he was six, I was driving along, and he's in the back seat, and suddenly he goes, Mom, how do people get pregnant? And I was like, son, we've talked about this since you were three. You know this. And he was like, yeah, I know. But like, oh, they have sex without the condom? Parent win. So one day a couple years ago, we have this sex worker intervention going on, and I'm trying to get condoms. And you would think condoms, you could get condoms pretty easily in a country where the HIV rate is 10%. We live in a region where in the country it's 5% and the region is 10%. Among the sex workers, it's 40%. Okay, so I'm emailing all these NGOs that produce condoms and socially market them and give them away. And I was like, hey, can we have 100,000 condoms for this intervention? And they were like, no, sorry, we can't give you any condoms. So I get some higher up people involved, and they're like, excuse me, but who are the condoms for if they aren't for sex workers in this high hit region? And they're like, okay, but we can't supply 100,000. We can supply 30,000. Great. I'll take 30,000 condoms, but you have to come pick them up. So I have to drive 300 miles to the big city to go pick them up. And, 300 miles isn't such a big deal if it's I-95, but this is a one lane each way. It takes about 12 hours. So I have a weekend. I'm like, all right, I take my son, put him in the back of the car, drive all the way 300 miles, get the condoms, 30,000 condoms, sort of like pack them up in the back of the car, and like they're not fitting in their big boxes, so I have to break them down into the smaller boxes and just put them in the back of the vehicle in the SUV. Next morning, turn around, 5 a.m., head back. About halfway back, there's a national park, like with elephants and giraffes and zebras and lions and stuff. And the highway literally goes right through this park. So I'm going through, driving along, and a giraffe starts to cross the road. So I slam on the brakes so I don't hit this giraffe, and just sort of watch it, you know, gracefully go by. And then from the back seat, again, my son says, Mom. I said, yeah, look at the giraffe. Yeah, it's cool, huh? And he's like, Mom, look. And I turned around, and he's covered in chocolate, strawberry, and banana-flavored condoms. And he's just like, now I know what he's going to be talking about in therapy in 10 years. Thanks.